Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
It's like that. Hold up. I'm trying to get situated. All right. I feel a little more comfortable now. Sort of.
Good.
What's going on, man?
I want you to be comfortable, dude.
How was your day, man?
Nothing, man. Here, it was great. But this was definitely one of those days where I opened up the Facebook and the Twitter.
Oh, yeah, nah.
And the Google News. I immediately saw that it was not the day to be doing any of that.
Nope.
I closed it right back down.
Definitely deserved to close at this. Yeah. That was definitely not the movement for the day.
Yeah.
I completely understand. Yeah. Yeah, definitely a strange news day. I mean, even though some of it was passed, it still was pretty strange.
Old news.
Straight up.
Yeah, it's like, what's become clear is that there may be people that are itching to get outside. There may be people who want to jumpstart the economy, breathe fresh air, enjoy fellowship with their fellow human being, their neighbor. But there's a lot of a-holes.
Oh, yeah.
Who are just really eager to get back to public a-holery. This is a large contingent who are itching to get back to that nonsense.
I would agree. The idiot squad wants to squad up really bad.
Yeah, man.
Let's get started real quick. What up, y'all? You were live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Track Life and your fam Kev Sakota.
I'm in a mood.
Thank y'all for tuning in to the In Here Tripping edition of Rap Sucks Radio, where we drop a new episode 8 p.m. live on IG Sunday through Thursday. And you can catch this episode or any of our past episodes at rapsucksradio.com or any of your favorite podcasting platforms, with the exception of Pandora for some odd reason.
Boo.
So crack a can of Old Head Energy and kick it with us. All right, Kev.
Don't have time. I don't have time for you today, Pandora. I don't have the emotional bandwidth for you today, Pandora. Pandora, you are the murder hornet of
the murder
podcasting platforms.
Yeah, they out here tripping out.
Pandora.
But I'm like, I don't know if anybody even still listens to Pandora, so I guess I shouldn't feel any way about it. the title for this next discussion is F 'em.
Mm-hmm.
Using O'Shea. What up, Spliff? What up, Book? So
O'Shea,
this is actually we have to set it off the right way real quick and just make sure we know.
Old news.
Oh, Traumatic said we also are not on iHeart. I expect us to not be on as of yet. I think we're gonna have quite a bit of time before we hit iHeart. That I understand. Pandora don't make no sense.
The heart.
The heart's after. Pandora don't make no sense, though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Pandora needs us.
And thanks for that, too, Traumatics. Appreciate that.
Thanks, man.
You're also not... Yeah.
Have a heart, Traumatics. Have a heart. So, we actually were there earlier. But anyway, let me get on with the story.
Non-current events.
Old news, y'all. A couple who terrorized a black child's birthday party outside of Atlanta. What up, Shay? In the name of the Confederate flag, has received a combined 35-year-long jail sentence. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I think it's divided. I think like the last 5 years of each sentence is actually home. You know what I'm saying? House arrest or whatever it is, where you got to wear the ankle bracelet and all that. But they will be spending some time in jail. A judge has sentenced a couple to a combined, well, it says a combined 19 years, but it's actually 35 years. 32 combined years in prison after they rode around in pickup trucks and made terroristic threats against African Americans, including at a child's birthday party shortly after around the same time, the Dylan Roof murdered 9 black churchgoers in South Carolina. This actually happened in Atlanta, outside of Atlanta. What up, Roots? So CNN reported on Monday, this is Monday in 2018, that Jose Torres received a sentence of 20 years, 13 of those years will be in prison, for 3 counts of aggravated assault, 1 count of terroristic threats, and 1 count of breaking Georgia's Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act, and his girlfriend Kayla Norton, these are pretty ethnic names for racists, by the way, received a sentence of 15.
Joe Torre.
Right? Joe Torre. Nice. What up, Remark? She received 15 years. Six of those will be in prison and one count of terroristic threats and one count of breaking the Street Gang Act law. Apparently, the pair were involved in a group called Respect the Flag. Members rode around in the suburban Atlanta community in a large convoy while streaming Confederate flags and yelling racial slurs. We can stop right there. I think we can stop right there. So, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to hold this L entirely, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's like, this is a full-on L.
The Street Georgia Street Gang Terrorism and Prevention Act.
Thank you,
Doing Remark. Its job.
It is. Well, yeah. I mean, I would like to see the percentages. Thank you, Remark, for the Trek Life memes. I appreciate that. For once, doing their jobs. Yeah. This was crazy, though. This was actually pretty crazy. The convoy participants got out of their trucks and confronted the victims. These people were just having a barbecue. Torres grabbed a shotgun from his car, pointed a shotgun at a group of African-American partygoers, and stated that he was going to kill him, while his co-defendant, Kayla, again, pretty ethnic names for racist, decided that she was going to say, yo, the kids could get it too. Like...
Oh, she's the one. Oh no,
he said that. He said that, and she yelled similar threats.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, no. Actually, I take that back. It says while his co-defendant stated that the little ones can get it too. So she was the one who said that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, is racism old yet, or are we still like this? Doesn't this seem like this should be old by now? I just feel like we should be pretty much done with this.
It's not. It's not though, man. Racism like this does not crack.
I guess not. Who's teaching y'all though? Like where is the school?
And, and then you saw the picture in the link that you sent me, the dude crying.
Well, yeah.
It's like both of them crying.
Yeah.
What did you think was going
to
happen?
I'm trying to figure it out.
I know what I thought was going to happen is that you were going to end up going home.
Well, yeah.
But you're not.
Yeah. Well, yeah, this isn't 1940 or whatever, whenever you thought it was, where you could do something like that and bounce out. I'm just curious whether, like, I know this is a crazy question. And like I said some episodes ago, it's not, I don't care how any of my friends feel about this. Racism is not a white problem in America. It might have been initially, but now it's a complete... Just it's infected everyone, like, and maybe not so much racism, because I don't believe that people believe they're superior to everybody by race. But I do think that prejudice is a problem that has infected all of America. However, and probably worldwide, but I only speak for the country I live in. With all that being said, though, white folks want the crown on this, apparently. Like, no, you guys are not racist. You guys are not doing the racism enough. Like, you got to go harder on this racism. It's like, what are y'all doing, man? Who does that in like 2000, whenever that was, I guess it happened like 2015. Who rides around with Confederate flags terrorizing black folks? It's like, yo, what year did you think it was? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, their intent to keep the dynasty going season after season. After season,
for real. Which leads us to our next topic, but I do want to throw this last little point out there. When they both do get out of prison, I've never heard of this before. Have you? They're banned from they're banished from Douglas County. They can't go back to the county that they live in. I was like, God, dog.
That's such a Game of Thrones-ish kind of thing to do.
You get banned from the whole county.
The governor's like, probably like, you could still come and get a haircut and get your nails done, but other than that.
Come here and buy some meth, but you can't stay. speaking of keeping the dynasty and the legacy, going on to our next topic, the title of this topic is, Kev wrote this title.
Say it with you gotta do the Marv Albert voice.
Sidewalk Susan coming off the bench to give Karen a breather. Oh man.
Going into the fourth quarter. We see Sidewalk Susan at the scorer's table checking in.
Well, checking in wild too. Peep this. a woman that we've aptly named Sidewalk Susan, or the internet has. Shout out to the internet.
Right.
sprays a child's chalk art off as she sees the child crying in a viral video. The viral video was taken by the child's mother, for those who want to know. This is reported by God.daily.com, which was an odd... I was like, okay, I guess. So a woman dubbed Sidewalk Susan by Twitter has a real gold star, has had a real gold star day recently. In a viral video, Miss Susan is seen spraying down a sidewalk with a powerful hose. Sidewalk Susan was disgusted and incensed by a child drawing with chalk. In the video clip, she sprays away the little girl's drawings as the child watches and cries. Doesn't even appear to be happening on her front walk, though. That's the thing that's a trip. It actually seems to be in a large parking lot. So it's the parking lot of the complex I'm assuming that she lives in, based on what I was looking at. So...
this is so crazy. Because at first I also didn't see the picture of the kid. And you see that kid and it's like,
oh,
wow,
my God, yeah.
Dude, that's a whole extra... I just saw the headline or whatever. And then to realize that she stopped, she got angry, she got the hose extension... Went ahead and connected the hose extension to be able to reach it.
All right, but peep game, this is the best part, though. What you just said needs to be really explained. How long can one hold their anger? You know what I'm saying? Like, the amount of time that you had to remain angry. Like, I've been mad and then walked into the kitchen and been like, okay, am I still going to be mad? I've put a pot on the stove. I've, like, grabbed whatever I was cooking. By the third or fourth item, I'm like, all right, I can't slam or move anything around any more aggressively. I probably should chill out.
Yeah. Oh, there's definitely things I can be mad at for a long time, but something comparable to this is, like, I mentioned a few episodes ago that, especially right now, a lot of people are walking their dogs all the time and stuff just to get out of the house, and people have no desire. Their filter to clean up after their dogs is gone. So I walk up right after I cut the grass, and I see just a big dump on my front yard, and I'm angry. I'm angry enough to make a little girl cry.
You sidewalk Susan.
But angry. I walk away knowing that I am absolutely not going back down there to clean that up anytime soon. As soon as I get in the house, that's not there anymore.
I think we have
to. So I don't know what Susan was upset.
She was super tripping. She said, we don't want to look down at this mess. The mom replied, if you don't want to see the mess, just don't look at it. And sidewalk Susan says, we live here, and continues to spray. Now peep this though. I'm like, you realize that we're in quarantine and kids are pretty restless and rambunctious right now. You got to kind of let them get that energy out, and it's a little different than times. And I really actually think it's funny that I can relate to this. So let me tell you a quick story. We have four or five kids in the neighborhood, and occasionally my youngest, they're about my youngest age, about five, you know what I'm saying? And the kids will play outside. Now we have chalk, and we let our daughter, both daughters, draw in front of our house. They can't draw out in the parking lot or whatever. They can draw right in front of our house, though. But our neighbor, you know, lets his son draw wherever. Doesn't bother me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But it completely incensed my... I read it, too. traumatics is wild. That is true. If she was drawing a bunch of penises on the sidewalk, that might be an issue. I agree with you. Traumatics.
Peni.
But yeah, my neighbors were pretty upset about it. A couple of my neighbors, older neighbors, and they asked me if I knew who was doing it. Now, I just took the blame for it. I just said, well, my daughter did it. You know what I'm saying? Even though my daughter wasn't the one who did it at all. And they were like, well, can you not do that? And I was like, I mean, maybe. It depends on what my daughter feels like. Like, I don't know. Maybe. Maybe I might have her draw a rainbow. Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's chalk, fam. You're good.
Right.
You'll be all right. Go in your house. Come back out. You know what I'm saying? It'll probably be halfway gone. Sprinklers will come on. It'll be over. But this woman, I guess, couldn't hold it. She was done with it. So, there's that.
Wow. Yeah. What? Yeah, there's a lot of...
But who are these people that live in Burbank that are allowing their pets to poop on people's lawns and walking away?
Oh, I'm intent to find out, because I'm gonna put them on blast too. I have nothing else to do. I could literally sit in front of my house. You're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like who lets their dog poop on somebody else's lawn. That's wild. That's the wildest thing I've heard. Wow.
I used to have a dog. When I had walked a dog, and I tried not to because it was really my brother's dog. But if I had walked a dog and I was going by a house, you know, a dog will go and pee on, you know, something, right?
Yeah.
Which, yeah. I don't know. I don't think, I guess it's not really that much better. But you kind of let the dog do that.
Yeah.
Or whatever, right? But I'm not going to let him do it when the neighbor's standing right outside.
No.
Every time I'm outside, it's like, really? It's like... I'm out here. I'm not out here washing my car. I'm out here working on my yard. And you're gonna like, and my yard sucks.
I
don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, I've had to like snatch my dog. Like, yo. Not right here. Not right here. Not right here. Like, he's pooped in the middle of the street. Yeah. Because I've been like, stop.
Like, tomorrow. They won't be here tomorrow. We'll come back. Take care of that tomorrow.
I'm saying, though. Word up, man. That's our time, man. Thank y'all for riding with us. Thank y'all for rocking with us here on Rap Sucks Radio. You can catch us again, once again, on rapsucksradio.com. And just maybe you'll be able to stream us soon. It might be happening. It might be happening. So I'm talking about stream us on your Roku and on your Fire Stick and on things like that. So we'll see how it goes. Ooh. It's working out.
On your Pandora?
No. No. And
on your iHeart?
And we've been kicked off of iHeart for some odd reason. But you could catch us on every other platform. We were like reducing a platform every 4 weeks. You could catch us on your favorite platform except for Pandora and I believe iHeart. Although I think you have to search for us on iHeart like in a roundabout way. So there's that. But my name is Trek Life. That's the homeboy Kev's code up there. And on the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3.
Peace.
And we out, y'all. Have a good one.
See ya.